morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to be with you today. I hope you had an excellent weekend. And as always, we have a busy program today with significant amounts of breaking news. And also, we'll be bringing you some in-depth conversation on how we're all dealing with COVID-19. But we begin with the Supreme Court decisions you just heard about briefly on NPR's Hourly News. One striking down a Louisiana abortion law that had been closely watched by both supporters of widely available abortions and those opposed. Another significant decision having to do with presidential authority over the Consumer Protection Bureau that was created by Congress to be independent of the president. Joining us to talk about both decisions, Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr. Greg, thank you for being with us again.
Always happy to be on, Larry.
So this as close as you can get, 5-4 decision with the Chief Justice John Roberts joining with the liberal members of the court on this Louisiana abortion decision. Please explain why this was being so closely watched.
Well, it's being so closely watched because the court considered a nearly identical law 4 years ago, struck it down, but then the court's membership changed. We got two Trump appointees, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and we lost Anthony Kennedy, who was the one who wrote that opinion. And so the big question for the court was, would the outcome change now that the membership has? And what happened was that John Roberts said, no, we're going to stick with that outcome from the earlier case, even though I disagreed with it then, and I still think it was wrong.
And so how does that fit into precedent for a justice to say, I disagree with the earlier decision, I think that ruling of 4 years ago was wrong, but I'm going to support this very similar decision just because it was decided that way in years past?
Yeah, you know, that's something that justices do from time to time. And then there are other times when they say, you know, there are compelling reasons to overturn that earlier decision. And one of the things that people on all sides of this issue are going to be spending a lot of time on is trying to parse John Roberts' decision and what it means for him in future cases. You know, what he said here was, hey, in this case, these two laws are identical, and when you've got an identical law, we're not, you know, you don't come out differently. But he said, I still like the reasoning of the dissent from 4 years ago, so it may be that reasoning applies in future cases. There's going to be a lot to parse here, and it's not at all clear exactly which direction abortion rights are going in this country going forward.
So you wouldn't necessarily glean from the Chief Justice's decision here that a future case that's fundamental to abortion rights, that he would decide differently if it's not virtually the same as the previous case?
Well, let me say, I think people on the abortion rights side have to be elated with this outcome, given who's on the court. I mean, he did say, I am following precedent. He certainly could have come out the other way, saying that, that the 2016 decision is only 4 years old, and I think it was wrong, and we can overturn it. And that would have signaled that there's a real pushback on abortion rights, and maybe Roe and Casey are up for grabs. Roberts didn't do that. He clearly wants the court to move very slowly in this area. So if I were on the abortion rights side, I would think this is the best outcome I could possibly hope for in this case.
We're talking with Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr. So, Greg, the other case involves the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau established by Congress. It doesn't strike at the Bureau itself, but it does change the nature of the oversight. Please explain what the court decided here.
Yeah, so this law was set up after the 2008 financial crisis, and Congress set this up and tried to give the director a lot of independence so it wouldn't be pressured by politics or by banks. And it said the director can only be fired for certain reasons. It's a restriction that people call in the law call for cause. And what the Supreme Court today said was you can't set up an agency that is that immune from politics and elected officials. The president has to have the right to remove the director for any reason. And the court said, all we have to do to fix this problem is strip out that removal protection. We don't have to strike down the whole statute. So the court didn't go nearly as far as it could have in this case, but it did along the way say there's got to be more presidential control over at least some administrative agencies.
And are there other administrative agencies to which this ruling might apply?
There are a handful of administrative agencies. The agency that oversees Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, for example, could be subject to this as well. But this was not a decision that swept in the vast majority of the administrative state. There's a decision from back in the New Deal era, back in the 1930s, that upheld the independence of the Federal Trade Commission, and that sort of laid the legal groundwork for the administrative state as we know it, and the Supreme Court did not call that ruling into question as it might have. So this is a relatively narrow ruling. It's significant for the CFPB, but at least as I read it so far, and again, people are going to be parsing this and trying to make sure they understand it in the coming days, but it doesn't call into question big portions of the federal government.
Greg Storr, thank you so much as always. We appreciate it. Busy morning for you, writing about the U.S. Supreme Court, reporting for Bloomberg News, joining us on Air Talk.